Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had this been an actual emergency, it would have sounded like this. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah! All right, let's do it. Suck it.
Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy.
Ugh, dating sucks. It's tough finding someone who shares my interest who isn't a weirdo or a douchebag.
I find the term ass clown really paints a vibrant picture. Anyway, check it out. I've just downloaded Nerd Tinder.
Nerd Tinder? Weren't they on the second stage at Coachella?
No, it's an app. You choose someone based on their picture and it gives you a brief description of what type of nerd they are. So keep swiping until you see a guy you like.
This one's kind of cute. Not sure about the soul patch or the fedora, though.
Yeah, this guy's a music nerd. The Jack White t-shirt gives it away.
I'm looking for a woman who's all analog in a digital age. Must love IPAs and correct speaker placement.
Ugh, an audiophile. Skip this guy unless you want to spend your time adjusting the tracking weight on his record player's, sorry, turntable's tone arm.
Oof. Well, maybe we'd go to some good shows?
The only shows this guy would take you to are in a hotel banquet room where you would hold his bags while he digs through crates of moldy old vinyl.
God, he needs Marie Kondo, not a girlfriend. How about this one? Those retro-looking glasses are cute.
Movie nerd, be prepared to discuss mise en scène all evening.
Well, I could get into a juicy discussion about Fellini or the French New Wave, but if he's all into Transformers, it won't work.
You could ask him what he thinks of the most recent Star Wars films. If he says anything about them ruining his childhood, put him on block.
Solid advice. How about this one? He looks like a comic book nerd, which is right up my alley. I wonder if he's into cosplay.
Look closer. It says anime nerd.
Yikes, I didn't notice the Hatsumiku t-shirt.
Yeah, and his interest lists tentacle porn, so best be moving on. Oh, but look at this nice feature. Click on the icon of the little stalker guy here, and he immediately gets added to a watch list.
Cool, they should have thought of that years ago.
Of course, that only shows up for verified creeps and freaks. To avoid those, you might just want to filter for nerd doms on the upper end of the hierarchy.
There's a hierarchy?
Oh, yeah. It roughly goes in descending order. Sports nerds, only if they're statisticians, though. Otherwise, they're just jocks. Music nerds, movie nerd, comic book nerd, robotics nerd, anime nerd, and finally, mathlete. This last one is pretty harmless, except for being a horrible driver.
Wow, I didn't know it was so complicated.
Oh, yeah. There are exceptions to all of these, of course, but generally, aim high. You don't want to get stuck with a robotics nerd who leaves you in the middle of the night to write code. That's a special kind of lonely.
Well, there were a couple okay ones in there, but let's see if we could find a guy who can cosplay Thor without a muscle suit.
On it. Oh my god, I forgot there's one lower spot on the list. Whatever you do, do not date one of these guys. Often, when you age out of the other categories and have no other redeeming qualities, you hitch up your pants to your chest, abandon all hope, and become a model train nerd. Last stop, celibacy. It is. Beware that level of sheer dorkiness and pray that this never happens to someone you love.
Dad?
WGLY.
Finally, vile Vorlock, we have navigated your death traps and confront you in your lair.
Curse you, human, to a thousand dooms.
I will be happy to deliver but one doom to you, evil one.
Hold, brave Kyla. We cannot dispatch him until he lifts the curse that keeps his treasure bound to him.
Which I will never do in this life.
Then I will gladly shepherd you into the next one. Hold him still, mighty Brune, so I may strike.
Stop. We are of two minds here. What say you, Courtney and Cody?
Yeah, it's got potential.
What, the idea that we should kill him?
What? Oh, yuck. No, I'm talking about the castle.
Hey, babe, check out the masonry.
Oh. My. God.
Right? That's authentic artisan stonework. It's got that homey Black Plague vibe to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking we forget the drywall and let it say au naturel. Those bloodstains really make the room pop.
Courtney, Cody, focus! We finally have Vorlock at bay!
That's cool. Speaking of bay, what do you think about installing bay windows downstairs?
I don't know. I think that's a load-bearing torture chamber.
By Artemis's spear, those two haven't stopped jabbering about the decor for a fortnight. They barely killed any orcs on our way up here.
For the 100th time, I'm sorry I didn't know what a house flipper was when they signed up for the quest. I just assumed that they could magically turn into giants and append houses or something.
So now that you do know, why do we keep them around? I believe you desire the woman carnally.
Yes, I would tap that. What? Can't I make an observation? I'm undead. I'm not dead.
I am not interested in the woman.
Ha! I knew you played for the other team. Hey, whatever. I don't care one way or the other. My genitals dropped off from disuse 1,000 years ago.
The cobwebs will be easy to clear out, but how about the mountain of human skulls in the hall?
I thought we could put a mantle over the ever-burning fire pit and display them there. Kind of medieval times meets Rob Zombie kind of thing.
Ooh, kitschy and cozy. I love it.
Boy, ever since we discovered that magic amulet that sent us into your nephew's Dungeons & Dragons game, we've hit the jackpot.
Right? Fighting our way through a vampire wizard's torture dungeon is nothing compared to the San Francisco real estate market.
Flippers, come help us defeat this undead menace.
But how, oafish one, if we cannot defeat this heaping of vile, putrid, malignant scum?
Hey, I'm standing right here.
How can those two cretins expect to?
So, Mr. Vorlach, it's pretty much finders keepers in this realm once Brune chops your head off, right?
Hey, babe, if we get some insulation down on this floor, we can get some sweet parquet tiles to cover the human remains.
Parquet tiles with the traffic this room gets? And you call me the monster.
Oh, you can't even master simple window treatments. Would it kill you to put up a curtain?
No, but apparently plunging your dagger into my heart will. Ugh.
How did you know his weak spot, Flipper?
Vampire Doy, you guys have never seen Twilight?
The treasure, it is unlocked.
Good. Then let us take it and be out of this cursed place.
You guys go ahead. We're going to hang around and wait for our inspector.
We found a dwarf in the village who is great with both pillaging and electrical conduit.
But you cannot stay here. This place is undoubtedly haunted.
The screams of the damned will torment your every waking moment.
Have you ever had to deal with contractors before? That sounds like a walk in the park.
Fare thee well, then, Courtney and Cody of the Flippers. When our paths next cross, may it be as friends.
Babe, why did you let them take the treasure?
Finder's fee. Besides, I thought we could get it back once they ran across the... bottomless pit.
WGLY.
I woke in the gutter, I was covered in butter, my mind had been deep fried.
Oh, yeah.
A big policia chugging on a sangria stuck his bolt tie in my side. I reached for my wallet or whatever you call it in Spanish, but I didn't know. I fled and I begged, but all down my legs I felt the cold wind blow. Estaba borracho en la noche. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
¿Dónde están?
Yo no sé, yo no sé, yo no sé, yo no sé. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
¿Dónde están?
The local cartel was a vision of hell. Scary guys. I banged on the bars till I summoned the guards, but they all ignored my cries. Without my pants, there would be twisted romance, so I grabbed a rusty knife. I threatened a cholo whose name was Manolo, who wanted to make me his wife. Estaba borracho en la noche. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
¿Dónde están? ¿Dónde están?
Yo no sé, yo no sé, yo no sé, yo no sé. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
¿Dónde están? ¿Dónde están? ¿Dónde están?
Oh, they're gonna be around here somewhere.
God said don't try it, so they started a riot, so I took my only chance. I ran for the border in the shortest of order, but I still couldn't find my pants. Estaba borracho en la noche. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is happy to present the Warlord of the Groxulanian Empire, Zagron the Conqueror.
Felicitations, human scum!
As he answers your questions about life and love in a segment we call... Ask Zagron!
Or else... Greetings, worms, and welcome to the time where I shall address your insignificant problems and provide a well-reasoned, thoughtful, mandatory solution for all. We now begin. Engineer, put the first caller on.
Hi, Zagron. Mike from Oakland here. I'm recently divorced and looking for a companionship, but have been out of the dating scene for a number of years. My friends have recommended several dating apps, but they all seem to be geared towards younger single people rather than someone with more experience. What do you recommend? Please help. Pornhub isn't doing it for me anymore.
Gah! What is it with Terrans and their ejaculatory fluids? If it is a static release and a rush of endorphins you are looking for, there is nothing quite like the feeling of utterly obliterating a battlefield full of enemy insectoid marauders and bathing in their entrails. Satisfy your bloodlust while simultaneously experiencing the hot, fetid moistness you so obviously desire. And at the same time, rid yourself of any egg-laying venomous pests that may be plaguing you. It's a win-win. Of course, if you do not have a Graxulanian armada at your disposal, you may have to settle for a lesser empire such as Andromedan or Cardassian, but those should suffice as well. Next question.
Hi, Zagron. I'm a young professional executive with a new MBA. I'm looking for the right company to start my career with. Can you give me any recommendations? I want a high five-figure salary to begin with a pathway to six figures within 5 years. Healthcare, a company car, a fertile ground to work out my parental issues and lay waste to the careers of other promising MBAs, and easy access to public transit.
It is a shame that I still do not command the armies of my home planet, as it sounds like you would fit in well with my elite cadre of masochistic lieutenants. No matter, it is always possible to inflict pain and chaos, no matter how humble the battlefield. As my dear father would always tell me before I decapitated him, there are no small abattoirs, only small butchers. That said, I suggest you hone your skills in a small, family-run charnel house before moving into a more challenging setting. After all, you must become comfortable with lies, deception, and death on a small scale before you can hope to step up to an unholy realm like a law firm or the U.S. Congress. Good luck!
Hi, Zagron. Pepe from Stockholm here. How would I go about baseboard trim so I could wrap around a corner? And what is the passcode of the Graxolanian Defense Network?
For your first question, Pepe, I would suggest acquiring an inexpensive miter box so that you may make the appropriately angled cuts in your trim. Make sure to measure the exact angle so that your joins will be seamless and can be painted over. As for your second, the code is Alpha Gamma 37 Eps. Wait a minute. That is not a question from a lovelorn earther. You must be an Andromedan spy.
You caught me this time, Graxolanian, but you can't keep your guard up forever. Soon, I will have your secrets, and the Andromedan Empire will reign supreme. Oh, and thanks for the tip on the miter box. Would Home Depot have that?
Yes. Oddly, it's in the paint aisle.
I hate that. So counterintuitive, you know. Oh, well. Anyway.
Curse you, Andromedan scum. May you burn in the bowels of the underworld. Anywho, our allotted airtime has expired. Join us again next time on...
Ask Zagron.
Or else...
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Keith Hernandez, Patrick Harrington, Rebecca Rivers, Taylor Koch, Garrett Olson, Mike O'Filleris, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Alan Morgan, Scott Mercer, and tons of friends. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is a production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
I would tap that.
Really, too.
WGLY.
Yo, hot dog!
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DVM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DVMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
Keep the devices in your home protected from Wi-Fi threats with Xfinity XFi. If it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll get fast speeds and the best in-home Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity XFi. And now, you can get advanced security for free when you get the XFi Gateway. That's a $72 value per year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to switch today. Restrictions apply.